holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to this wonderful silsila, this episode where we will discuss inshallah ta'ala in brief a few points regarding the benefits and blessings of reciting the Holy Quran. But today we will focus more on many rulings, important rulings in a simple form inshallah ta'ala, where we can save ourselves. We can save ourselves from sinning or doing wrong things when it comes to touching the Holy Quran, when it comes to reciting incorrectly. And this way inshallah ta'ala we will discuss a few brief points for the benefit of those viewers who were not with us the last time in the last silsila, where we discussed many Quranic rewards and benefits. One narration should suffice, inshallah ta'ala. This hadith is recorded in Mu'jam Kabir. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had stated that person who learns the Holy Quran and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the Holy Quran, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into Jannah, take him into paradise, subhanallah. Indeed, there are many, many countless benefits and blessings for those who recite the durood and salawat and salutations upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of those narrations is recorded in Al-Qawlul Badi'. That our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, increase in recitation of the glorious salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to gain maximum thawab and rewards in this world, in the qabr, in the grave, and the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. The last time we had mentioned many important points actually. The verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 204. We should ponder over this. Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when the Quran is recited, listen to it attentively and keep silent so that you are bestowed with mercy. Therefore, when the Holy Quran is being recited aloud, it is fard and absolutely compulsory on all the attendees to listen, provided that they have congregated for the purpose of listening to the Holy Quran. Otherwise, it is sufficient for just one person to listen, while others, they carry out the activities. So if you have gathered in particular to listen to the Holy Quran, and if the Quran is being recited aloud, it is compulsory and fard, compulsory to listen to it attentively and keep silent as well. It is absolutely forbidden and haram for everybody in a gathering to recite the glorious Quran aloud. In gatherings of Isal al-Thawab, that is where we transfer good deeds and rewards to other Muslims, living or those who have passed away. Usually at these ceremonies and functions, everybody recites aloud. Now this is also strictly forbidden and haram. If a number of people are reciting, if there are many people in the gathering and they are all reciting, then the ruling is for them to recite quietly. Quietly meaning that only they can hear themselves reciting. When reciting in the masjid, other people are present who are offering salah or reciting wadaif, invocations, awrad, etc. then you should recite in such a volume that only you can hear yourself. The sound should not reach the person next to you. It is not allowed to recite the glorious Quran aloud in the marketplace or anywhere where people are working. If the people do not listen to the recitation, then the sin will be upon the reciter. If the reciter began reciting before the people became busy in their work, occupied in their work, at a place that is not specified for work, then if people don't listen to the recitation, the sin will be upon those people. However, if the reciter began to recite after they had already got started with their work, the sin will be on the reciter. These are very important rulings we should learn and keep in mind and practice on them as well. It is also discouraged to recite aloud where somebody is learning Islamic knowledge or where a student of Islamic sciences is revising his work or doing research. There is no harm in reciting the Holy Quran whilst a person is lying down, as long as that person's legs are folded. That is, it's not stretched out and the face is uncovered. Additionally, it is also permissible to perform tilawah and recitation whilst walking or working, provided attention of the heart is not distracted. Otherwise, it is makruh, disliked. It is not permissible to recite the Holy Quran in the washroom, in the bathroom, or places of impurity. Listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran is better than reciting the Holy Quran. If somebody recites incorrectly, improper rules of the Holy Quran, tajweed, etc., makharij, if these are wrong, then it is wajib and absolutely necessary for the listener to correct that person, provided that it does not create any animosity, it does not create any problems or any difficulties between them, ill feelings, etc. In the same way, if somebody takes somebody else's Quran temporarily and he notices some printing mistakes or transcription errors, it is wajib, absolutely necessary for that person to inform the owner. In the summertime, it is better to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran in the morning, and in wintertime, it is better to complete in the initial part of the night. As it is mentioned in a blessed hadith that whoever completes the recitation of the Holy Quran at the beginning of the day, the malaika, the pure angels, will ask forgiveness for him until the evening. And whoever completes the recitation of the Holy Quran at the beginning of the night, then the pure angels will ask for forgiveness for him until the morning. Subhanallah. Now, when the recitation of the full Quran is completed, it is better to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times. This also applies when offering Taraweeh Salah during Ramadan. However, if completion is being done in a Fard Salah, then do not recite Surah Al-Ikhlas more than once. Upon the completion of the recitation of the Holy Quran, after reciting Surah Al-Nas, then recite Surah Al-Fatiha, that is the beginning, the first surah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and the second surah as well, Surah Al-Baqarah, up to Ulaika Humul Muflihun, and then make your dua, make your supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is sunnah. In this respect, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah reports from Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, both great sahaba and companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would recite قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, that is the entire surah, then he would recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and then he would recite Surah Al-Baqarah up to أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And then he would offer dua, supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal for the completion of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Thereafter he would stand. There is a beautiful narration taken from Hilyatul Awliya. Listen attentively and be inspired. Sayyidina Abu Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that Sayyidina Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Muhammad bin Aslam Tusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he used to take so much of care and precaution in concealing and hiding his good deeds to the extent that once he said, if it was up to me, I would conceal from even kiram and katibin to perform the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. I would hide when I do good deeds. I would, even if it was up to me, I would hide from even kiram and katibin and do good deeds. Who are kiram and katibin? These are those two respected angels who write down a person's deeds, good or bad. The narrator says, I was in the company of Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hasan Muhammad bin Aslam Tusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi for a period of over 20 years. But I never saw him other than on Fridays performing even two rakats of nafl optional salah. The Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would take a vessel of water into his special room and then he would close the door from the inside. I was never able to find out what he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did in that special room. Until one day, when his son began to cry loudly, as the child's mother began to try to calm the child down, I asked, why is this child crying so much? The respected lady said, this child's father, that is Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hasan Tusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, recites the Holy Quran in this room, that special room, and he cries in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this child also begins to cry upon hearing his father crying. Subhanallah. Shaykh Abu Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states, Shaykh Sayyidina Abu al-Hasan Tusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in order to protect himself from the danger and the perils of ostentation and riyaqari and showing off, he would take so much of precaution and care to hide his good deeds, to conceal his good deeds, that after performing ibadah and worship in his special room, and before coming out of this room, he would wash his face, put kohol, surma, in his eyes, so that nobody would be able to know and guess that he had been crying by looking at his face or his eyes. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him, and may He Azza wa Jal forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Mujahid Nabil. Ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, on one hand, these are the most sincere and devout people who conceal their good deeds. Unfortunately, on the other hand, they're the sincerity lacking people like us, who loudly we proclaim and we declare any good deed that we perform. We make an announcement. We want people to know. First of all, we do not even know that our good deeds will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we really succeed in doing a good deed, then we end up showing off. This is the tricks of shaitan, which are, we have been tricked. At first, shaitan, the cursed and humiliated Satan, he tries his level best to encourage us, not to make us, but to encourage us with his wasawis, his evil whispers, not to do the good deed. This is his first trick. And if he succeeds, then he leaves. And he indulges us in other sins. And if he does not, and we fight our nafs, we fight shaitan and Satan, and we do the good deed, then he comes with another weapon of his. And that is to put in our hearts, showing off. Okay, you did this good deed, but now I'm going to make you show off to the people that I'm doing this good deed for the people. And this is how our thawab, our rewards is wasted. Although we did the good deed, because we are not doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wasallam. Now, there are some very beautiful points and important points, in fact, regarding touching of the Holy Quran. When a person is not in the state of wudu, which means the ritual ablution, it is fard, absolutely compulsory, to perform wudu in order to touch the Holy Quran. The person who does not have wudu is not allowed to touch the Holy Quran. When the person is not in a state of wudu, then it is allowed, it is permissible to recite the Holy Quran by looking without touching. even by memory, those who are huffaz or those who have memorized even one ayah, one verse of the Holy Quran, by memory, or if you look at the Holy Quran but you don't touch and you don't have wudu, in this case, it is allowed and permissible. It is not permissible, not allowed to perform tayammum, which is dry ablution, in order to touch the Holy Quran, or to perform sajdatul tilawah, or to perform sajdatul shukr, that is prostration of gratefulness. When water is in reach, if there is water available, you cannot make tayammum. Okay? It is totally forbidden and haram for a person upon whom ghusl, the ritual bath, has become compulsory and fard, to touch the Holy Quran. Forbidden for this person. Also, it is forbidden and haram to recite the Holy Quran by looking at it or from memory, to write an ayah of the Holy Quran, to write a ta'weez, an amulet of an ayah, to touch such an amulet or to touch or wear such a ring which has in it a verse or Quranic verses inscribed. Example, a ring having inscribed the inscription of Muqatta'at, etc. Like Qaf, Taha, Yasin, etc. Furthermore, if the Holy Quran is in a case, a casing, now it is permissible to touch the casing. It is not allowed, in fact haram and forbidden, to touch the Holy Quran with the sleeve of your shirt or the edge of the scarf or shawl. Even if a corner of the shawl is hanging off one shoulder, you cannot use the other corner of that shawl to touch the Holy Quran. If I were to use this shawl, then I will have to take off this shawl completely from my body and then use it to hold the Quran if I don't have wudu. Furthermore, the rulings of reciting and touching the Holy Quran also apply to the translations of the Holy Quran in English, in Persian, or any other language. It is not allowed, not permissible for the one who has not performed wudu or for whom ghusl is due to touch an ayah, a verse written in a book or in a newspaper, etc. Similarly, it is also not allowed to touch the back of the paper directly behind the section where an ayah is written. A person who has not performed wudu or upon whom ghusl is due is not allowed to touch any part of a piece of a paper upon which only an ayah, a verse is written, nothing else. Okay, this includes touching the front, the back of this, the edges, the sides, etc. If there is nothing else written, just one ayah or a few ayat, and nothing else written, is not allowed to touch this part or behind or the sides as well. Dear Islami brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel, we have heard some very important advice. This actually, I have taken much of my discussion from the beautiful risala, the beautiful booklet of the founder of Dawood Islam, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Al Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah. And that book is called Excellence of Reciting the Holy Quran. There is much more information in this book. I urge one and all our dear viewers of Madani channel, please try to obtain this book from Maktabat Al Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawood Islami. If in your area there is no Maktabat Al Madina, then via our website dawoodislami.net you may download for free or you may read online. And after having read this, email it to others or give it as a gift to others. Inshallah ta'ala, you will gain maximum thawab and rewards. This book, please try to obtain. It will be much beneficial for yourself, for your family, and for other Muslims whom you gift. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the enthusiasm to learn the beautiful deen of Islam, our deen, and to practice upon it in our lives to please Him Azza wa Jal and the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Rules and rewards of the Holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the Holy Quran. Rules and rewards of